The Normal Town Council has begun the process of determining how to spend revenue generated by the 1% sales tax approved earlier this year. It'll go into effect next year, but the lapse in time between when it's instituted and when funds are collected give council members time figuring out where this revenue will be spent. With us in the studio today, as he is after most regular town council meetings, is Mayor Chris Koos. He's joined by longtime council member Cheryl Gaines. Thanks to each of you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
So am I.
What are your questions about tax revenue priorities? Where should Normal spend the sales tax increase funds? Call with your questions or your comments or suggestions at 309-438-8910. Last night's meeting was the first where council members talked about priorities for spending what could amount to a big chunk of more than $6 million in additional revenue that could come from the sales tax increase. No decisions are expected yet for a few months. The budgeting process begins in January, and spending is generally locked in sometime in the springtime. Does the meeting last night pretty much amount to the council basically sticking a wet finger into the air?
I wouldn't categorize it that way at all, Willis. As before we went into the passing of the sales tax, we had talked in strategic retreat and in follow-up meetings at the council about our major priorities for the tax. And the first major priority was a 0.25% that would go to mental health in the community, and that was a solid earmark. Other three priorities for Town of Normal were Connect Transit, business development, economic development and tourism, and a multi-sport complex on the west side of town. Now we will put in the budget the money for Connect Transit and economic development.
And by economic development, you're referring to what?
It could be special projects. BN Advantage is a new initiative for Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County.
The marketing by the EDC,
right,
and the Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly. That is going to probably take some funding. They're going to have staff needs and things like that. So some of that. But we feel that funding economic development in the community is a high priority.
Now, the town staff says most of the, at least they recommend most of the discretionary income, which is 75% of the amount generated by this tax, should go to infrastructure improvements and deferred maintenance. And Mayor Koos, this is what you said about that kind of spending when you were on the show about a month ago.
No business is going to move to Bloomington Normal, or no business is going to expand Bloomington Normal, because, wow, we've really got great curbs and streets. They're going to look at the human capital in the community. That's going to be their first focus.
So are we starting to really flesh out where this discretionary spending is going to go? Because you already talked about the importance of economic development, whether it's BN Advantage or something else, but you have to have streets and curbs for the people to drive on when they move to town, right?
Well, there are certainly priorities in the community. We're putting a lot of money into concrete street repair, which has been part of our capital improvement plan and really not had an identified funding source. So that is part of the mix. I will say, though, three quarters of a percent of the tax rate is not going to infrastructure. We're very serious about funding Connect Transit as part of this mix. So I couldn't give you an exact percentage, but let's keep that in mind. We have a pretty broad brush on how we plan to allocate these dollars.
What's your take on economic development versus repairing streets and curbs and things like that?
Well, repairing streets and curbs is always on our radar. And we have a capital improvement budget that we look at every year. And we put monies into that every year. This may be an opportunity to put some money into that. But we also have to put money into the economic development. We want businesses to bring people here to be driving on those streets. So that's why it's very important.
In the studio, our Mayor of Normal, Chris Koos, and Councilmember Cheryl Gaines. We're talking about revenue to be generated by the 1% sales tax increase. Your input's encouraged. Call 309-438-8910. 8910. The possibility of having a meeting of the minds with other governing bodies came up during last night's meeting. Councilmember Kathleen Lorenz seemed intrigued about a joint meeting with at least the Bloomington City Council, maybe even the McLean County Board.
The advantages of working together, collaborating, is of course to be able to meet what I consider very tightly woven together community needs. They're not just normal needs, they're not just Bloomington needs, and in fact, they're the region needs.
So is there a possibility that you could get together with Bloomington and McLean County, and how important is that?
I think in many ways, with the mental health portion of this tax, we have worked together with the county and with Bloomington, and that's been a very important piece because, of course, I'm quite the advocate for the mental health services mm-hmm. needing to be improved. We're always stand ready and able to meet when we can have productive, good meetings. And so I have no issue with that, but I think that I hope that other people would initiate some of that as well.
Well, I think you're probably referring to maybe the lack of desire of the Bloomington Council to come together to maybe express a wish to work together on something. Mayor Coos, do you sense that reluctance?
You know, I don't.
No.
And a lot
no.
of...
That's not what I was trying to say.
I meet regularly with Terry Renner to talk over these issues. I know Jim Fruin socially and talk about issues, and I know Cheryl and other council members have met one-on-one with council members. So a lot of that work, a lot of that conversation, that frank conversation and brainstorming can happen in those meetings, and those are really important. At such time as there's an initiative or strong reason to come together in a joint meeting to make a decision, yeah, then we do that. And we've done it in the past. We'll do it again. But, we've got to, the time's got to be right, and I don't think it's there right now.
One of the points that was made before the meeting last night was from City Manager Mark Peterson. He said there were three areas of questions that needed to be answered before this whole tax revenue could be rolled into the five-year allocation process rather than taking it year by year, as you're going to be doing at least at the outset here. There were question marks about state allocations, uncertainty about uptown growth, and not knowing how Bloomington is going to be spending its revenue from this same tax. So which of these question marks do each of you think has the greatest impact on what ultimately Normal will do?
Well, I think a meeting of the minds in the broader community, again, because Connect Transit and broader economic development are high priorities, and they're high priority in the city of Bloomington. I know they are, but they have tougher budget issues that they've got to deal with this first year. Off the record, I've had conversations with some of the council members and the mayor and in Bloomington, and they're looking for a way to make this work. Uh-huh. They equally believe in economic development and a robust transit system in our community. How we get there, we're in a position we can move on it a little more quickly than the city of Bloomington can. But through these dialogues, I think we can get there.
Absolutely.
And so you share the mayor's belief about the priority of the uncertainties out there?
Yes, the Connect Transit is really important. We have a lot of people who need to be able to get to work on Sundays and at odd hours, and it's not only good for them, but it's good for our businesses out there who need them to be at work. And the economic development, as I already mentioned, is really a high priority. And yes, the mayor's right. We do have one-on-ones, and some of that can be some social time where some of us, a couple of us may get together and we may be able to work a little bit in there about what some of our hopes and dreams are for our community. And that always helps to help set some standards to know when we can meet and have it be productive because we're kind of on the same page.
You've each mentioned Connect Transit. Cheryl, you just mentioned it, and Mayor, you've already mentioned it three times in this interview. What is it about Connect Transit that is so compelling? What are their needs? How can you help them with this revenue? What will it help for?
Well, Probably the strongest point is that they have needs that they can't afford right now. On the busier routes, more frequency of stops. They're at a half hour on the busy routes and an hour on the not so busy. In the best world, on the busy routes, it would be a bus every 15 minutes. And that will dramatically drive ridership. There's no question of that. Later night service is the other issue, and Sunday service is the other issue. If the two communities were to give Connect Transit $1 million, they can leverage an additional $1.8 million from state and federal grants, and that money is there and it's left on the table every year because they don't have the local match.
Yeah, so one of the things that was mentioned in the open of the show today is the fact that so many state and federal dollars are left unmatched. How big of a problem is this beyond something like Connect Transit?
From the state of Illinois' perspective, in leveraging federal dollars, it's a huge problem. The amount of money that has been allocated over the past years to state government and their inability to come up with a match, and the money goes back to the federal government, hundreds of millions of dollars.
A lot of money is needed to build what Connect Transit needs, which is a new transfer station in downtown Bloomington. That's on the drawing board anyway, to be part of the makeover of the Law and Justice Center. And that, of course, is in downtown Bloomington. So is it frustrating for you to be all excited about helping out Connect Transit with giving them $1 million? You don't see that aggressive bully pulpit for coming from the City of Bloomington Council.
Well, I would say that that's not necessarily true. As part of a county project, the county's taken the lead on applying for a Tiger Grant to fund that transfer station downtown Bloomington. I know Bloomington's very supportive of that, but because it's tied into a county project, the county took the lead on it. And those grants should be announced in the next 60 days, I would think, to see if they're eligible for it. But no, Bloomington definitely is supportive of that.
Is it frustrating that the City of Bloomington priorities are different from the Town of Normal priorities at this point when it comes to sales tax revenue? Because we are one community, yet we are two governing bodies, and it seems as if each governing body is seeing things through a different lens. Am I correct?
Well, I think that we do see things through a different lens, but that's because we have different needs. And I don't want to say that I'm frustrated with Bloomington and their needs, because they're their needs. And being a sister city, I want what's best for Bloomington. I want them to be able to do what's going to keep them healthy.
And let me add to that too, Willis. Mm-hmm. I've said this many times. Bloomington's a much older city in terms of its infrastructure. Most of what the growth that happened in Normal happened post 1968, 1969. So our infrastructure is fairly modern compared to the City of Bloomington. They're a larger city. They're an older city. Their infrastructure needs are a lot more demanding than ours are. And so they're trying to focus on that.
Mm-hmm. Some in the City of Bloomington, maybe this isn't the overriding belief among aldermen in the City of Bloomington, but there has been the opinion expressed that the sales tax was an 11th hour proposal and possibly a delay tactic to create urgency to make a sales tax easier to swallow because there was really no other choice. Have you heard that at all, and what do you think of that opinion?
I've heard that secondhand, and frankly, Matt Sorensen, Terry Renner, and I, along with David Hales, Mark Peterson, and Bill Wasson, meet every 6 weeks to 8 weeks, and we have been talking about this for a year and a half, kind of in the background. So the idea that this is new, my council knew about this. We talked about it in July in our strategic retreat. Is this something we want to move forward on? So to say that this all came together in the 11th hour is disingenuous.
We're talking about Normal's 1% sales tax, specifically the revenue to be generated by it. In the studio to take your questions and comments, our longtime council member Cheryl Gaines and the mayor of Normal, Chris Coos. There was some talk early on about the possibility of the soccer fields and the need for soccer fields in the community because of the imminent closing of the Prairie City complex at the airport because of the FAA regulations, that some of the sales tax money could go to that. That has been specifically removed. Why was that taken off the table when early on that was one of the possible revenue sources to receive money from this?
Well, I think that Bloomington has stated that they are not supportive of that at this time. They have other things they need to be looking at for some of that revenue. And for that project to go forward, Normal can't just do all of it on its own. So we need to sit back and wait and see if we need to how we want to go ahead and proceed, if where the money might come from. There's just a lot of alternatives out there that need to be looked at, and so I think that waiting a year is very wise.
I would add to that too that, you know, the city of Bloomington was the council was very emphatic that they were not interested in funding soccer complex or multi-sport complex, whatever you want to call it, and we have told the soccer community that we are willing at any time to allocate 40% of the cost of that facility, plus we would operate the facility in the long term. And now we've got to find that other 60% to move forward.
So if I'm a board member of the Prairie City Soccer League, which I'm not, by the way, should I be concerned this morning about what's happening here?
I think it's time to get to work. I think we need to have some discussions on that. Do we have a lesser complex to get going?
More private fundraising, maybe?
More private fundraising, exactly.
We're talking about Normal's 1% sales tax revenue that's going to be coming in next year with the approval of the 1% sales tax hike. I'm Willis Kern, and this is Sound Ideas, and we're with Normal Councilmember Cheryl Gaines and Mayor Chris Koos. There's been little mention of local schools getting a piece of this revenue pie. There are traditional ways that school districts can increase revenue via property taxes and other measures, but those appear less tenable in the current economic climate. Here's what Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniels said during Sound Ideas last month about gaining a seat at this sales tax table.
I don't think it's too late. I think the doors, we're going to open some doors and walk through those doors. And I would like to say that we can sit down and have that conversation. But as of this point, I've not been in that conversation with those various town councils. And we need to be there.
Have you heard anything from Mark Daniel at Unit 5 about if Unit 5 has a place at the table, or have you reached out to him?
We haven't had a discussion about that, but we've had a discussion about raising the awareness in this community of the needs of our school district, and that can't be overstated. Our school districts are, I wouldn't say in trouble, but they could be headed that way unless we get proactive about the funding. The state continues to fund less and less the school system. They're shirking their responsibility in that regard. You know, if you take a look at a community and the school system in that community starts to go south, then everything goes. You can look at communities all over Illinois and other areas. When the school system starts to fail, the community starts to fail. And people need to realize that, and that's the conversation we're going to start with. It's talking about what the needs are short-term and long-term for both districts.
We have just about a minute left, but we do have a phone call. Joan is on the line from Normal, who has a question about street improvements. Joan, what's your question for the mayor and the council member?
I just really don't know if I have a question, but I would really, really appreciate the streets being, you know, a better street, better streets to drive on. There's a couple places I leave a note in the car. Remember to get in the left lane here and the right lane here, otherwise you're going to thump, thump. So I just wondered if maybe we could spend a little more money on our streets.
Well, there's
would that be possible?
Yeah, there's a person, mayor, who says streets are important. And I don't want to minimize what you think about streets, but obviously it is a big part of this puzzle.
We understand that, and I think we put in next year's budget an additional $1.5 million to work on some streets. And there are streets that have some needs, and we're glad we have the dollars to allocate to it.
Mayor Chris Kuss is the mayor of Normal. Cheryl Gaines has been a longtime council member for Normal. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern.